Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, then we'll continue basically right where Hans-Jörg left off. I'm Volker from KDE, and I'll talk about how we do the semantic extraction in KMail and in Nextcloud Mail, specifically focusing on the travel use case. Many of you probably traveled here, so you might see why this could be useful. So if you book your flight or your train or your hotel, right, you get the confirmation as an HTML monstrosity full of advertisements and fine print, and somewhere in between is the information that you actually care about. So you need to find that and transfer it into like your calendar or your travel app. And that, if you do that manually, right, that is tedious and error prone. So why can't we have that automatically? And that's basically the point that got me into that topic. I was on the way home from a conference, needed to find my departure gate, and that was written in like light gray on white in that style. So I did what you would do in that case, like you read the email source code because that's easier to read. And I stumbled about a nice compact summary of the trip, and that was the schema.doc.json that Hans-Jörg mentioned. So just showing that in our email client, right, that should be easy. 6.5 years later, I'm now standing here and still talking about that subject, so as things usually go. So yeah, Hans-Jörg showed this already, right? It's the schema.org.json, that is something that I think Google proposed 10 or 15 years ago for websites and for HTML email. Meanwhile, managed by the W3C, so it's a proper open standard. As an ontology that tries to model the complexities of the real world, right? It has all the fun involved with that. But generally, that is sane and something we can work with. Then, however, we got in touch with the harsh realities out there, because there's not just that nice JSON format. There is also commonly used a microdata representation that basically embeds that tree of information in the HTML structure of the HTML email. Technically, that's possible and still well-defined, but it then basically puts HTML parsing into your problem space with all the fun that entails. But okay, so we implemented that as well. Then we discovered a third variant of encoding that information, basically syntactically invalid JSON. Comma-less JSON is particularly popular. So we ended up adding workarounds for the JSON parser to deal with all of that. And then we found the actually much bigger problem, and that is semantically incorrect data. I think the most extreme case was Air Berlin. They had the arrival and departure times for flights in the local time zone of the airports, as you would usually do it. But then they added the UTC offset of what is presumably their server location.